Welcome to the Exec MBA Podcast. I'm Brett Twitty, Director of Admissions for the Executive Formats of the Darden MBA, and very pleased today to feature a conversation I recently recorded with Mariana Santos, as well as Marco Mendoza, two international students from our class of 2018. Before I get to that, just a few admissions housekeeping items. As I mentioned on the previous podcast, but just want to reiterate here, still plenty of great opportunities to apply to Darden. We have a number of upcoming deadlines, April 10, May 10, June 10, and June 25th. Of course, if you have questions about our application process, you're considering applying to our executive formats, and you want to know if you're a good fit or you know anything that we can do to help as you evaluate this sort of next step on your MBA journey, let us know. We have phone conversations available pretty much every day of the week in office hours in select markets throughout the upcoming months. So hopefully we'll connect with you soon. Of course, we can always be reached by email at exec, that's E-X-E-C, MBA at darden.virginia.edu. So, without further ado, here's my conversation with Mariana Santos and Marco Mendoza. Mariana is an EMBA format student in our class of 2018. Marco is a GEMBA format student in our class of 2018. They're very nearly done with the program and sat down recently to talk with them a little bit about their program. Mariana is their experience in the program. Mariana is originally from Brazil, and Marco is from Peru and is actually based in Peru and doing the program from there. Marco Mendoza and Mariana Santos. Guys, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
This is very exciting. I'm here in Charlottesville on a weekend residency. You're both here. Marco's in from Peru, and Mariana, you're in from the West Coast,
yes.
Right? So great to have you both here. So for our listeners at home, maybe introduce yourself. Marco, what's your background?
First, thank you for this opportunity, Brett. As you mentioned, I'm from Peru. I lived there. My background has been always in finance, related to banking especially. And I think that maybe the 10 years of experience that I have in the industry, now I want to take a next step to management.
All right. And Mariana?
So I'm originally from Brazil, but I have been living in the U.S. for almost 2 years. And I have more or less 7 or 8 years of experience working with marketing and sales in Brazil. And right now I'm pursuing my career here in the U.S.
So both of you had a choice to make as to where to go to business school. What about Darden resonated with you, Mariana, as you think about, you know, your options? What was it, that really stood out?
For me, it was the case method. I was interested in being able to discuss the cases with our classmates and have the chance to see how the people approach the problem differently and having different opinions, and you need to agree or sometimes disagree with them. And it's a very rich environment, and I think I grow a lot during the class discussions, and I think the first reason that I decided Darden was because of the case method. Second was the community. Darden's a very close community, so you can really build strong relationships here. So these were my main two decisions to apply for Darden.
And you had sort of an interesting perspective on the community. Your husband had gone through 1 year of the full-time program.
Yes, right? And I had the chance, living in Charlottesville, I had the chance to take advantage of that. So even being from the executive MBA, that we don't have classes every day, but I could take advantage, for example, the speaker series or being part of the clubs, the general management clubs, the marketing clubs, so I could leverage my skills using these clubs and find a job opportunity here in the U.S.
And so for our international students listening, we do have two pathways, and so that's part of this conversation, right? So Mariana's is one where you could be on an F-1 visa, you could live here in the U.S., you could be in the executive formats, and you know one option is to live in a place like Charlottesville, where we have a section, and to be involved with the life of the school in a little bit more of a pronounced way. And also, Mariana, you'd work with a faculty member, right?
Yes, I did. I helped a professor during a survey during a 3 month period. Mm-hmm. But then I stopped it because I start recruiting, mm-hmm. and it can be really busy this time.
Sure.
But I have this option too, which was great. So you can not only have the opportunity to work with a faculty, but you can take work at the iLab, for example. There is other opportunities that you can try to look here at Darden and be more involved with the university.
Right, so we try to create some structured opportunities so that you could still be engaged and doing a little bit of work while you're doing the program. Because obviously, if you're here on an F1 visa, there are rules, and you can only work on grounds in that first year. But then you can go through the recruitment process and potentially have an internship in the summer.
Yes, and then what happened with me? I did because of my visa, as you said, Brad. I did my internship at Walmart e-commerce. And it was a great opportunity for me because it was my first experience working in the U.S. So I had the opportunity to learn the cultural difference that we used to discuss in class. I could, really experience that. And again, luckily, I got a full-time job. Mm-hmm. So now, after I finish my MBA, I'll be able to start working here in the U.S.
That's awesome. And so, Marco, we're going to talk about the other side of the coin now. So Mariana was living here in the U.S. on an F1 visa doing the program. As we've as I've mentioned, you live in Peru, right? And so you fly in. You're a Gemba format student, right? And so talk a little bit about that choice as you're thinking about, programs. How did you think about travel and pursuing an executive MBA?
For me, it was the best combination ever because I wanted to maintain an equilibrium between working and still gaining some knowledge and experience in my job, but at the same time increase my managerial knowledge. So I wanted to study and work at the same time. This probably was the best combination in my case. That is the reason why I decided for an executive format, and that is the reason why flying over from my home was also something very convenient to me.
Yeah, how have you managed? Because you have a pretty full day when you have to fly from Peru and get to Charlottesville. And so how have you managed that?
Initially, there were a lot of logistical stuff that I had to solve, but I think after the first months, it actually became something positive because I used the time that involves coming here to Charlottesville to give extra time to prepare for the cases for the on-grounds residents every month. So it was a special time for me to be in, let's say, in a different environment. Let's call it the airports and the planes. But in those calm hours, I can dedicate the 100% of my time to the cases.
Do you ever get anybody asking you what you're reading about the cases? When you're sitting on a plane or in the airport, does anybody come ask you about the work that you're doing?
They usually tell me, you look busy.
What about Darden resonated with you? What was appealing to you?
I think two reasons were important for me. Number one is that, like I mentioned before, after a long time increasing my technical experience, I wanted to give the next step into managerial knowledge. So for that reason, I was looking for a school that had a good name and a brand in managerial education, and Darden was in the case. The second reason was, because of today's world, I wanted to improve this opportunity to study, to have a global experience. So in that case, Darden was unique in the executive in offering a program that can give me a global view from how to do business today.
So you've gone on three of the four global residencies, and Mariana, which global residency are you going?
I'm going to India, so it'd be like November, and I would have a chance to experience there.
So you both will be in India.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think it was briefly discussed in the email exchange that we had setting this up. Marco had suggested having this conversation in India. I would have loved to have done that. That would have been a bold step for the podcast. We recorded in the United States and in India. So we'll have to see. But
let's go, Brett.
Right. So Marco, How have the global residencies been? Have you enjoyed your experience? What have you learned through them?
Well, I learned a lot, actually. Maybe one of the most important things about the global residence is that I feel that after every trip, my view or my perspective of business is getting more and more broad. So you take more variables into account, like the culture, like the people, like geography, like language. And so in all those cases, I have increased my knowledge in the sense of how to actually do business in any scenario.
Mm-hmm. And so you've gone to China, Western Europe, South Africa, India is left, and obviously Mariana will be there with you in India. What are you both looking forward to in India? Mariana, we'll start with you. What are you excited about?
I'm excited like to being abroad, like with my classmates and engage with them. But I think the culture, one of the reasons that I chose India, we are going to have like marketing too and strategy there. And I believe like India is a country that is developing so many good people in technology, and this they are creating a new environment, a business opportunity for Indian, and I'm really interested in knowing how they do that, not how they plan to do that, how they achieve this goal of developing people to be really prepared to work in technology. And I'm really interested in seeing that. And of course the culture, we all the girls here, we're excited like to, oh, we're going to buy saris in India, so you know, and try to experience as much as we can the culture there. And would be, I think, interesting. And Haj, our marketing professor, he's from India, so he would be with us at the trip. So mm-hmm. having the opportunity to travel with him would be great, because we'd be able to know more about the culture, not only being there, but having someone that is from India, which mm-hmm. help us to understand more about the country.
How about you, Marco?
For me, the trip to India is like the end of a first chapter, because with these lessons in the previous Gemba trips, like I mentioned, I have a new perspective of the importance of knowing the new perspective of the world into doing business. So I think that that's a great lesson that Darden has given me. Probably after the program finishes, I'm going to keep traveling to other countries, because the experience is unique, and the knowledge is something I think you cannot get anywhere else.
So let's talk about the case method for a second. It's something that's sometimes a little bit mysterious to prospective students, right? You describe it and it doesn't really reveal exactly what it is. You have to ask a few more questions. So one of the things we've been asking all the executive format students who've been on the podcast is, you know, how would you describe the case method to someone who is just learning about it? Or what would you say, you know, you've really learned, you know, through the case? But how has it affected you as a leader, as a decision maker? What would be something that you would want to share?
I think it was the stories you keep with them in your mind, and the fact that I started working after doing almost 6 or 8 months after I started my MBA, I could see how important the case method is, because during the work, like, you deal with situations that say, oh, I learned that on that case. And you know how to apply what you learn, because you had like a previous company were in the same situation, was in the same situation, and then they have this problem. And then during your workday, you look at that, oh, but I learned that. And then you remember the name of the company, and then you remember how the professor, like how we started working on the problem, and what we, the assumptions that we made, and how we find the solution, or if there is any other solution to the problem. So for me, it was really interesting. I felt it was extremely like practical and effective. So it was really interesting, like when I start work and a bunch of cases that we had like were all the time like popping up on my head. Oh, I had this. Oh, we should try to approach this problem like this. And for me, like, decision analysis was like a very challenged subject for me. Mm-hmm. And then I was there at working and say, oh, we can do regression here. And I would never in my life thought that I would be able to identify that. So I was like, oh, that works. So I felt like really happy that all this work that we did, and with the help of our classmates and professors, I could be able to learn and recognize this.
People always say that the case method makes stuff just stickier, right? You remember it because you remember the stories that are attached to it. It's, you know, just the way our brains work. It's harder to remember just like technical information, but if you give a technical information a narrative, right? We had a company that had a problem, and this is how we solved that problem. How about you, Marco? What about the case method has really, you know, how has it affected you, or how would you think about describing it to a prospective student?
Well, I agree with Mariana. I also very happy that I was part of this case method in this program. Well, I think that in the first place is realistic, because in real life, probably in most of situations, there isn't one answer or one solution. Even sometimes there is no solution. But I think it's all about the process. Is how to deal with a problem, to understand what tools can you use, to understand to whom is a good idea to get advice, to understand maybe the context, the different perspectives. It's very interesting to see in class that in some cases you think initially that, well, you had that very clear and everything is solved for you, but you realize in 2 hours that there can be like way, way more perspective to just what it looks a simple problem.
Yes.
I can understand that. You got 60 plus people in the room, I'm sure you get a few ideas. How about that back and forth? I mean, people disagree, I'm sure, as you're in class and discuss in that discussion. Is it something you've enjoyed as part of the program?
I think it's the most interesting part when people start disagreeing, and then you can, because it's important to understand others' perspective. And as Marco said, there's not right or wrong answer, but when you're working, you're going to deal with that all the time. So you need to learn how to listen what they want to say and try to understand their opinions and try to figure out how we can work together, even if we have like different perspectives. And I think I like when like people start disagreeing at class. For me, it's like when I get really excited, because then we learn more from that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about you.
Agree. The discussions, the harder the discussions, the more knowledge we get in class. And probably when you see a discussion in which everybody has the same opinion very quickly, probably there's something wrong. Yeah, and that is probably the occasions in which you start to believe that there is something else that you are not seeing. Your analysis had to be broadened.
And sorry, even today, like we were having a case, and then we have to vote like our opinions, and then at the end of the class you could see how many people change, mm-hmm. after we start discussing and expressing our ideas and our opinions related to the case. So you can see like how, like not only at work but at class, like after the discussion, you can see like how having other perspectives help you to maybe stop and think again about your opinion and reflect that, and then maybe you change your opinion or maybe you're not, but that's fine. That's the part of the case method.
Yeah, it's all part of the process, questioning sort of how you're thinking about it, listening to the other ideas in the room and refining that as you go through.
Also, like you mentioned, Brett, for me it's like you mentioned something very, very important. The possibility to label a case with a name, with a story, is something that in most cases you remember forever. I don't want to give spoilers, but yes. But when someone tells us the t-shirts on average too soon, the challenger, or...
It's like a file, like when mm-hmm. your computer, like you saw like on your head, oh, this case, like this company, then you start looking for the solution. I don't know, my head works like this at least, like
So it's all organized.
Yeah, okay. It's organized. Okay, like ops, and then you operation, sorry, and then you try to remind the case. Oh, I have. And then you, it keeps with you. It stick on it on your brain.
It's amazing. We do all these. We do alumni events, and occasionally there'll be an alumni panel with maybe two or three Darden students. And they still remember. I mean, they've been out for 3 or 4 years. They still remember an accounting case. And like accounting is like from, you know, from when they first got here. It's a fascinating thing. So, all right. So last question. So international students, you know, sitting at home, listening to the podcast, thinking about, can I do this? Is this something that I can actually manage and take on? What would be your advice to them?
Well, I think my advice would be a gigantic yes. Of course you can do this. You have to be clear, like, what is the thing you want. If you wanna, probably my case was interesting because my first idea when I came to Darden was I want to learn more management. But when I got here, I got like a broad view of there are a lot of things, of new things that you can learn that you probably have never seen before. So for me, it was a great opportunity, despite of the fact that I commute from Peru and I live there, I work there. For example, I found very attractive the world of consumer analytics in marketing. And now I'm getting a new opportunity at my job to start a project to create a department of data analytics. So I think that I value that a lot, and I thanks Darden for that.
Wow, I didn't know that. Congratulations. That's awesome. How about you, Mariana?
No, I think, like, I totally agree with Marco. And I think sometimes, like, we are international, we get, like, afraid that I won't be able to do that. It's in a different language. We have this challenge, like, we deal with that all the time. But I think you need to believe in yourself and understand that this is a challenge that you have, like, every day, every class, every discussion, and don't give up on that because you're afraid of not being able to discuss or express your opinion in your class. And the case method, we need to talk a lot, so we are constantly challenging. I think at first it was very difficult for me. I'm not sure, like, for Marco, but, like, you get embarrassed, you get worried about your pronunciation, if you're expressing you correct. But with time, you get more comfortable with your classmates, and it's a great experience. I think I'm already sad that we're going to, like, second year. I'm sad, so I'm all the time, like, already, so I want to have this opportunity, like, every day or at least, like, every month that we have the residency, to be with my colleagues and have the case discussions and go.
I would also like to add that, as Brett mentioned, we have a global program here. Inside each of these global trips, we have what is called a GLE, that is a global leadership experience, in which the students try to capture the environment of the place they are going. In my case, I have to say that as an international student, every time I came here to Charlottesville, it was a new GLE. Yes. It was also an opportunity for me to understand more about the people here in the U.S., the culture, the business, how they think, perspective. So it was very interesting in my case.
And just to add to Marco, like, being international, like, you have a huge advantage because you bring to the class a different perspective that the students sometimes they have never thought about that. So that's just, like, we can change, like, a lot of, like, bring a new perspective to the case, to the discussion. So I feel happy that I'm able to contribute, like, in class with that.
Yeah, we always stress that everybody brings something to the table, right? And certainly international students, you have your background, you have your cultural difference, you have, you know, what you've experienced growing up in a different country, and that becomes part of your voice in class. It's certainly not the only thing you bring, but it's definitely part of your perspective. And the case method thrives on that. I mean, we just talked about agreeing and disagreeing and how people change their their thinking. It's actually for those students who are listening to this and working on their essay, that's actually our application essay this mm-hmm. year. It's all about, you know, tell us about a time when you shifted your thinking on something in light of a conversation you had with, or an interaction you had with someone. Trying to talk, you know, obviously signal that that's a big part of the intellectual process here at Darden. Yeah. So thank you both for taking time out of your weekend, and it's such a pleasure to sit with both of you at a very exciting time. I've not counted it, but May 2018 will be here before you know it, and it's been great having you in the program, and thank you for being on the podcast.
No, thank you, Brent.
Thank you, Brent. It's a pleasure.
Mariana Santos and Marco Mendoza, two international students in our class of 2018. Of course, if you have any comments, suggestions, requests, anything you'd like for us to cover here on the Exec MBA podcast, let us know. We can always be reached by email at exec, that's E-X-E-C, MBA@darden.virginia.edu. And until next time, thanks for listening.